Welcome to Android Snacks. Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell, and this week, Sheila.
Yes.
You're just going to do names, right? Just names.
Just names.
Okay, just names.
Yes, just names.
Let's get on with the show. In our first blog post this week,
Jamie Lynch
shows us how to play APK golf, where the aim is to produce the smallest possible app that can be installed and run on an Oreo device. Although this is a bit of fun, there are some great takeaways from the post on how you can reduce your APK size. In Keeping the Dagger Sharp,
PY
takes us through some best practices that they use at Square when using Dagger, such as favouring constructor injection over field injection and favouring binds over provides. The post has lots of code samples showing the good and the bad. Next up, we have Android coroutine recipes by
Dietro Danilik.
In this blog post, we're given a brief explanation of coroutines and how to launch them within an Android development context. There's plenty of code examples of typical scenarios you may want to perform, such as sequential tasks, parallel, timeouts, and more. Finally,
Hazem Salah
proposes some ideas on making our builds quicker in his blog post, Modular Architecture for Faster Build Times. He shows some ways you can do some tuning in Gradle, for example, in regards to running unit tests. He also talks about modularization of your code base as a way to speed up builds, and also things to consider when moving to it if you're not starting an app from scratch. Next up, we have Tools and Libraries. Updates this week, Android Studio 3.0 Release Candidate 1. So we finally have a release candidate, which includes a whole bunch of fixes. Instant Apps 1.1 was released. There's improved NDK support, configuration APKs for only loading certain resources, and a new API to maintain user context when they transition from the instant app to an installed app. We have Constraint Layout Beta 3 now, with a bunch of updates, more bug fixes, new circular constraints. Check out the blog post from Andrew Kelly in the show notes to see a cool example with planets. And finally, we had Dagger 2.12 with some performance improvements. New, we have Chips Input Layout, which replicates the chips guidelines from the material design docs and has a pretty extensive README. And finally, we have Cacao, which is a simple DSL for Espresso and Kotlin that aims to improve readability and reusability. Finally, we have other stuff. In a new Effective Java episode from Fragmented,
Don
tells us about item number 17, design and document for inheritance or else prohibit it.
Hyan
talks to
Ravish Bella
in a new Android Dialogues video about material design and designing for the next billion. I think that went pretty well, Sheila. What do you think?
It was all right, but I think it needs more me in it.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you? That's it for this week. You can find us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please do let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find all show notes for this week's episode at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week. Say goodbye, Sheila.
Goodbye, Sheila. Lola, 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 lola.
So Sheila, how long do you think we can keep running this joke before everyone gets bored of it?
To be honest, I think it lost its legs in the last episode when you were too hungover to do anything.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But what do I know? I'm just a construct that you created for cheap laughs. Lololololololol.